Hey, you came.
I wasn't sure if you had actually come.
I mean, I'm really glad you did.
But you definitely didn't have to. We barely know each other.
Well, yeah, we've been in the same classes for the past 4 years. But this is the first time we've really hung out outside of school. It's weird, isn't it? A whole month after our graduation, and you're only now seeing my house?
Well, my backyard.
Yeah, sorry.
I'd ask you to come in, but I'm a bit nervous.
My parents never let me have anyone over.
Boys. And especially boys like you.
They think that you could have a bad influence on me.
They'll take it personally.
They're just super protective of their little girl. That's why I had to ask you to come over in the middle of the night.
I knew they'd be both asleep right now, and I really need to tell you something.
Sorry, I'm still nervous.
What did you say?
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my thoughts together.
Oh, you like my dress?
Thanks, I bought it. Just after graduation, I thought it went well with my classes. My parents don't approve of it, but then again, they don't approve of anything.
My daddy said it was too revealing,
and yeah, maybe he's right. But you can't blame me for wanting to try something new. My mom has been picking my clothes all my life, and she only wants me wearing clothes that are
church appropriate.
Spin around?
Okay.
Like that?
I'm glad you like it.
I'm still not used to wearing something like this yet. It's the first dress that I own that's this tight, and it's definitely the shortest thing in my closet right now. Oh, and the back looks really cute. When I have my hair up like this. But I'm getting distracted.
I was asking you to meet me for a reason. I really need to tell you something.
Okay, here it is. I like you. I really like you.
And it's hard for me to admit that because I've been trying to avoid these feelings all summer.
Why?
Because it's wrong.
Girls like me aren't supposed to be attracted to guys like you. We're complete opposites, you and I. I'm a good girl. I've always been that my whole life.
I got good grades.
I volunteered at animal shelters.
I sang at church choir.
Not to mention I'm still a virgin. I mean, look at me. I get nervous just wearing a dress like this.
But you? You're rebellious. You skip classes. You're always blasting music hella loud.
It's so hot. You're at every party. And you're always wearing that leather jacket as if you're trying to look just like your stereotype. You're everything I've been told not to be.
Everything my parents told me to stay away from. All that just makes me want you more. All summer I've tried really hard to be good, to stay innocent,
to always act like a lady, to be my mother's daughter. But every time I see you, I can't help myself. There's something about you. You make me want to do things I shouldn't.
I'm tired of being the good girl.
I want to be bad. I want you to make me bad. I want you to ruin me. In every sense of the word.
No, I'm serious. I didn't wear this dress for nothing.
And while we're being honest, I didn't just wear my hair in this ponytail to make my outfit look cute.
I wore my hair like this so you could have something to grab onto later. I want you to take me and use me in a way that only you could. I don't want my first time to be sweet and gentle. I want it rough. I need it, Ralph. I can't be that sweet, innocent little girl anymore. You need to take that innocence away from me.
And I want you to take it in the roughest way possible. I just want to. Kiss you. Wow, you taste so good.
You're putting your hands up on my dress? No, I don't mind. Keep going. But before you go any farther, I'll warn you. I'm not wearing any panties.
This to my room? Okay, great. It's just upstairs, but we still need to be a little sneaky. My parents are still sleeping, and if they catch us, we're dead. Now, where were we?
Oh, yeah.
I think your hand was up in my dress, rubbing my... You know, this is my first time that I've snuck someone in my room. Dress trap just lighting all the hole. Oh, how embarrassing. My tits are almost completely exposed. You know, I'm not wearing a bra either. But from the way you were looking at me outside, I think you already figured that out. Mm-hmm. Who's this Russ? Aren't you going to take off your clothes too? All I'm wearing is my hair tie and these glasses. Come on, play fair. At least take off your shirt. I'll take care of the rest. That's more like it. Now I'll just do this. Wow. Her cock.
It's so big and stiff.
Can I put it in my mouth? I've never really given a blowjob before, and I really want to try it, especially with a cock like yours. Yeah? Okay, maybe just the head first. Okay, I'm gonna try to put it deeper in my throat. So hot. But try to stay quiet, okay? My parents are just in the other room. You're making. Am I really doing that to you? Every time I lick or kiss your cock, you start to squirm and your face. It looks so hot whenever you're about to moan. And I think you make that face whenever I do this. Right there, and that slight twitch afterwards, that's so fucking hot. I wonder if it happens every time. You like that? Those little moves. And do you like the way I'm looking up? I at you with my little glasses as I suck your cock. And how I give these little kisses. How I use my tongue like this every time. It's all the way inside my warm little mouth. You can moan, but don't be too loud. I don't want to get caught, but I love to hear you. I love knowing that I'm doing a good job. Like your cock belongs in my mouth. Like I was made for this. I never knew blowjobs were this fun. Okay, maybe next time I'll suck you until you finish. And then you can come on my face and all over my glasses. But tonight, you're going to take my virginity, like I said. I want you to be rough with me. So let me get on my back, and you can fuck my brains out. Don't hold back when you put it in. Don't treat me like some innocent good girl. I want you to fuck me like a little whore. I want you... Concha. just fuck me on my back like this. I told you earlier that you could grab my ponytail and take me from behind. And a promise is a promise. Besides, I really want to see how it feels when you bend over and really take charge. Here, I'll just get on all fours and place my tight little ass to you. Just like this. Oh. Oh shit. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. 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 This does feel different. I can even feel you going deeper when we're like this. Oh. Oh. But grab my hair. Pull it. Take the fucking reins and fuck me up. I don't care if my parents hear us anymore. Just fuck me hard. And rub. Oh. Show me how bad I can be. Tell me I'm your favorite dirty girl. Yes, leaking with both your cum and mine. Shit, I got so wet, and you pumped quite the load in me. Oh, are all orgasms like that? Do you always come that much? Well, however much that was, it was everything I needed. Do you think my parents heard us? You know what? I don't care. They need to learn that I'm not their innocent little girl anymore.